Okay? My dad never laid a hand on any of us, but yet we all thought he would kill us at any given time. And that sounds good. That's exactly what I want, right? So I called my dad. I went, Dad, hey, how did you do that thing where we were so afraid of you? He goes, here's the deal, John. You're too nice a guy. You got to go ape shit in front of everybody. I'm like, what? He goes, you got to pick up a coffee table and chuck it through a window. I'm like, what? He goes, pick up a coffee table and chuck it through a window and smile at everybody as you're doing it. And that made me think back as a kid. That's exactly what my dad did, right? Here's what he did. My dad retired from UPS, worked third shift, which meant he got home at 7 in the morning. 7 in the morning, that's when he'd kick all of us outside. Young guy, this is back when it was legal to boot everybody out of the house and lock the door to make sure we didn't get back in. People, I gotta tell you, I was gone for 14 hours. I don't remember anybody coming looking for me. I'm gone 14 hours playing on crap I know I shouldn't have played on, like this weird-ass big green box in between the houses that hummed and was like 40 degrees warmer than the temperature outside. But I remember this one particular day, my dad woke us up, was marching us down the hall, and for no reason at all, the guy stops, turns, put his fist through the bathroom door, looks at me and goes, I come home one more time and see a bike in the driveway, I run it over. Pick up your stuff. Then he'd walk a little bit further, bam, kick in another door. Look at my sister. If you're not gonna drink a full can of pop, don't open it, right? And then he'd walk a little bit further, bam, punch another. We're all up against the wall going, holy crap, the guy's insane. Did you get the trash cans at the bottom of the driveway? He's gonna kill us all. Only to find out now as an adult, that dude had plans on replacing all the doors in that hallway anyway. It was a genius move. We got heard a lot as kids, mostly on the stuff my dad put together for us to play on, right? I don't know what kind of suck-ass swing set you guys had growing up, but our swing set sucked, right? Because every time we swung on it, one pole would come right out of the grass. Your dad would do such a crap job cementing it in. You'd actually swing on it, then see the swing set above you. Bees and wasps would always come out of that top tube. And Dad, what are these plastic caps for? So we don't get stung, Dad. Can you put them on the tube thing? So the wasps don't build a condo? Thank you. We used to do a lot of mean things to my little brother. It's kind of your job. If you grew up the youngest, it's your job just to get beat up on. My favorite little move was this. We'd always convince my brother to sit on the couch. And then we fold them up into the fold-out couch. Pa, pa, pa. And your mom's like, where's your brother? Uh-oh. Why don't you take a seat, Mom? You look tired. You should lay down for a second. Let's wait for them together. Those of you who grew up the youngest, though, you guys are pretty smart. Because you did things to get your older brothers or sisters in trouble. Genius move, right? Very proud of it. Here's what my brother would do. No matter what we were doing to him, he'd always yell the same thing. No matter what we were doing, he'd always just yell, I can't breathe! No matter what, like I could be holding on to his ankle. I can't breathe! And my dad would usually ground the kid closest to the kid crying. Bullshit system. Right? You know, your dad's never gonna play Columbo and start asking questions. Columbo was an old cop in this 70s. So to protest my groundedness, that's a word, I would close my bedroom door. You know the little twangy door jammy thing you have on the bottom of your door? I would lay there and flick it all day. My dad's like, knock it off in there! What are you gonna do? Ground me? I'm already grounded. Our cat's got her paw in there. I like to see it on her end. She's probably like, what? I hear that. My little brother would come stick his fingers underneath there. I got you in trouble. grab a hold of his fingers. Oh, I can't breathe! I'm gonna kill you when I get out of here. You realize that, right? The greatest weapon ever to beat some brother or sister ass growing up was Christmas paper wrapping paper tube. Love beating ass with the Christmas paper wrapping paper tube, right? Because it always started off as a big long staff. Then you could start smacking people with it. Then the middle part would get all busted up. Then you had nunchucks. My favorite thing to do with that tube, too, before we start hitting people, is walk by your dog who was just laying there sleeping. Stick the tube right by the dog's face.
Doggy. Who's here? Who's here?
People, your dog does not love you unconditionally. You know how you can tell if your dog doesn't love you? You ever walk in a room where your dog is fast asleep and he gets up and leaves for no reason? Like, why you gotta be everywhere? I gotta be, man. My dog would always have the last laugh, though. Anytime I was late for curfew and try to sneak into the house, it's usually when the dog would turn the corner. Hey, what's up? Guess barking right now would kind of suck ass, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Dar, 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 dar.
Not so funny now, is it?
Does anybody have their mom cut their hair for them as a kid? Boy, that was great, wasn't it?
That was awesome, mom haircuts. It always came some important time. Like, mom, I'm going to prom. I need a haircut. Give me money. I'll cut your hair for you. Really? Huh? I got pictures when I was 11 that says you can't. I got about 300 fifth grade photos I couldn't hand out to anybody because of your hack job. Why do moms think they can cut hair with no haircutting experience whatsoever? My mom didn't even use haircutting scissors. She just go into the junk drawer. Pull out those orange-handled junk drawer scissors. Same scissors used to cut pizza and pop the lid off paint cans and cut the dog shit off the dog when it got mad at right there. We'd always run around our house. Mom's trying to cut her hair with the dingleberry scissors again. Know what's so funny about kids? You don't even care about germs. You can see your mouth cutting off the dog crap with those scissors, right? But those are always the first scissors you grab to open up those ice pop top popsicles. Oh, yeah, come on. I love me the Otter Pops. Click, click, click. Otter Pops suck. You know why they suck? It's because they always came like hooked up together and you had to rip them apart. But when you ripped them apart, you had two sharp-ass shanks on both sides of that thing and you cut your mouth in half. And run around with Otter Pop sores on the corner of your mouth all the time.